Moon is in Capricorn, and today's a day for the rainmaker. Welcome to episode 23 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. Capricorn Luna quintiles Pisces and Neptune in his square to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 12:49 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. This is some kind of deal, and it's not with the devil. It's also a damn good one. Let's just say it's the most profitable and expedient deal possible. Kind of leave it at that. Luna trines Taurian Uranus in his trine to Capricorn Venus and square to the Saturn Jupiter Mercury stellium in Aquarius at 12:50 a.m. See, the ink isn't even dry, and the results start pouring in. This is truly the work of a rainmaker. Mercury exactly squares Uranus at 2:59 p.m. Well, yeah, sure, naturally. Not everyone is happy with this deal. And of course, everyone's got something to say, especially when it comes to pointing out the quirks and downsides. Luna reaches a quinquunx to the Dragon's Head in its biquintile to the Sol-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn and quintile to Aries Chiron at 8:26 p.m. All right, so this is called hindsight. And certainly, there was at least one loophole that might have been anticipated. Consider it a learning experience and a life lesson. Venus, in her trine to Taurian Mars, exactly squares Chiron in his quintile to Pluto and Sol and sextile to Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury at 9:03 p.m. So, was this deal fair? Maybe not. It was, after all, heavily weighted in only one direction. And it just had to be. Otherwise, the whole kit and caboodle would have collapsed. Luna sextiles Neptune at 9:16 p.m. Well, expect a synchronicity or dream to remind you which direction you're headed in and which one is best. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.